leave it to fact checker Rusty to get me going down a rabbit hole here with the Big Mac. That guy Don Gorski now has eaten his Big Mac number 35,000. It's all he has. Two a day and always, without fail, he eats Big Macs. So Rusty did the deep dive on how they were created. There was one guy, his name is Jim Delegati, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, in 1957, proposed the Big Mac to McDonald's nationwide. He was a franchisee. He owned some McDonald's.
When do you think they started doing double cheeseburgers with two patties?
They didn't have that then. It was just hamburgers and cheeseburgers at this time. Right. I mean, that's very early. And by the 60s, he had convinced them. What happened was most of his customers were blue-collar workers that came in. They were big, husky guys. And he said, the hamburger and the cheeseburger aren't enough for these guys. We need a bigger burger. And so he kept lobbying McDonald's to create this double.
It's 50% more bread.
Yeah.
100% more meat than a burger.
Double stack it is what he wanted to do. And he called it different names at first. It was the Blue Ribbon Burger and then the Aristocrat. When it was just there.
I like that.
Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah.
The
Aristocrat's a good burger name, isn't it? Yeah. So McDonald's finally said, all right, you can do it. You can put it on the menu. These are the corporate head honchos of McDonald's. But it can only be made with what you have in-house. And so he took about 3 weeks creating and using everything he had in-house. So he had to have the items on hand to make his special sauce. I would guess that's mayonnaise and ketchup that he mixed together.
Oh, a little chop up pickle.
Or did he have a Thousand Island dressing in-house already? Was there a salad on it?
I can't imagine. Not in the 50s and 60s, right? At McDonald's?
And they didn't have mayonnaise either, did they? I mean, that's a ketchup. On the burger was only ketchup and onion and mustard. There was no mayonnaise.
There's no mayo on a Big Mac.
Mm-mm. It's just that spell. But I'm saying if he had to make it.
Why would it be in the house?
Why was it in-house?
In the restaurant. Oh, yeah.
Is it on anything? Does McDonald's have a burger with mayonnaise on it today? I don't know if they do, unless it's some special. The Big Angus? They still sell it.
They ain't selling the Big Angus.
I used to get the Big Angus.
Now, although, when they put it up on the marquee, people kept taking the G's off.
I know. And that's a. What a mistake. Big Anus. They should have called that the Aristocrat. They came through with the Big Angus, I'm going to say, in the mid to late 90s. And who loved it? This guy right here.
That should have been the first sign.
Yeah.
I think we've got something here, folks.
I love the Big Angus. That was a great burger. Bet great quality. But they don't have that anymore. And they don't have who liked the McDLT? This guy. Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, you did.
We know.
Told you that 1,000 times. But I don't think they have a burger. I mean, obviously the Quarter Pounder and the DQP don't have it.
It's not on the fish sandwich.
No, that's tartar sauce. Mm-mm. No, that's right.
But did they have stuff to make? Because I feel like there's a little pickle relish something.
Oh, I agree.
I wonder if they counted that as in-house.
Or did they have Thousand Island dressing in there for something?
Something.
But it says he took a few weeks creating the burger. He had to make the special sauce, and he had to figure out that out. So I guess he had it there for himself at that time.
I wonder what he called it. I mean, special sauce sounds like a marketing triumph. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he called it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. It immediately became a huge success, by the way. Once they took it out nationwide, people loved it. And, you know, obviously it's... Is it the best? I mean, if you say name a burger, is the Big Mac the first one that comes to mind? Is it the most well-marketed burger of all time?
I would say yes. I mean, if you remove just your classic hamburger,
mm-hmm.
cheeseburger,
mm-hmm.
and say, what's the first other burger you think of? I'd say yes.
They say here that the special, so again, this is from Rusty, our fact checker, that the special sauce is a closely guarded secret.
Ooh.
But most believe it includes mayonnaise, sweet pickle relish, as Biggie suggested, and yellow mustard. And they believe that's some McDonald's chefs
mm-hmm.
have left and claim they've shared the
sure.
recipe online. So some of the
they are shunned by the international culinary community.
Well, of course they are. Some of the head chefs at McDonald's say this is.
There's always somebody claiming it.
Exactly. I'm not sure that I believe it, but if you make it, so you could make it at home. I'll tell you, I always just assumed it was Thousand Island dressing.
Same.
Yeah. Everyone does, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it seems like anyway. Here's the answer on the child star who does not know how to drive. We were talking about Donald Trump, who was so wowed when he got into his brand new Tesla because the console, it's all computer.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
That's beautiful. This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
That's right.
You know, if you want to sum up the current year, everything's computer.
Everything's computer. It's like that, though, with a lot of wealthy people or politicians. Immediately when I heard that, I thought back to when George H.W. Bush was standing there buying groceries, and you scan them over the scanner. This was probably 1989. And, you know, the checkout person was scanning them over the and he was president or running for president. Scanning him over the scanner, and he's like, what is that? Mm-hmm. He had no idea.
Yeah, that kind of dinged him. It dinged his popularity.
Yeah, it did. That was a problem.
He's so out of touch.
He's out of touch is what they called him. And that, and then, of course, you know, I used to watch Oprah Winfrey's show. All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Admitted.
Yeah, you and she were bigger then.
Yeah, both of us were bigger then.
Could have left that part out.
That's right. She and I go on Facebook and put the then and now photo.
Oh, but big time. Both of you.
We like to do that.
A little thirst trap.
Exactly.
How are we celebrating St. Patrick's Day? By begging for compliments.
Thirst trap. Made a little thirst trap here.
How it started? How's it going?
Yeah. So Oprah and I have a lot in common, okay? We would often do things like that. So she and Gayle King went on a road trip together, and when they had to pump gas, this is probably 2002, and when they got out and pumped gas, Oprah was like, I have no idea how to do this. She had not pumped gas in so many years. She's like, I cannot even remember.
When's the last time you think Donald Trump drove anything other than a golf cart?
He said when
what I was thinking.
When he bought that, he said, I'm not allowed to drive.
But he's been rich his entire life. I can't imagine he's ever
driven. Does he have a license?
He may not.
He's been in the back of a limo since he was 24.
Easily.
Don't you think?
Easily. His father was extremely wealthy.
That's right. Yeah, I don't think he
ever took the subway or a bus.
The last time he drove a car took a subway in Manhattan to get somewhere, God, the 80s, early 80s, wouldn't you think?
No, maybe never. No, he was a celebrity in the 80s.
By 84, he was absolutely, you're right, by 82, maybe the late 70s, the last time he took any kind of.
Maybe driving out to the Hamptons, who knows?
I don't know if he even knows. But he does know how to drive a golf cart.
Let's
give him some credit.
Yeah, Elon said when he got in the Tesla the first time with the president, he said, it's like a golf cart, just faster.
Yeah, that's right. Why does everybody come down on these two? I don't understand this. You know, why are people protesting?
I don't know.
Elon Musk. You know, and here's another. I never pick up on things. Biggie was so right earlier when he said the people who bought Teslas 4 or 5 years ago were trying to help the environment. Now they can't stand Elon Musk, so they have to put a bumper sticker, as Chris Dim's neighbor has done, on the back saying, I didn't know
Elon was crazy.
I didn't know.
I thought he wanted to help the environment.
My whole thing. Macaulay Culkin was on, his fiancee was on the Jennifer Hudson show. And she told Jennifer Hudson, they're getting ready to get married. And they had all these photos of him in a magazine. And she said that he never does his laundry. He doesn't know how. And he doesn't know how to drive because everything has been taken care of him for him forever.
I'm not shocked.
This is what she said.
So I always say Mac is a very unique human, being like the most famous child actor in the world. Yes. He lived and grew up in hotels. He had just never really done laundry. And I was shook it. And so it's funny, like teaching him how to like do laundry. Uh-huh. He still doesn't know how to drive. I like took him out to like drive in our neighborhood. I was terrified, let me tell you. I'm like, this 44-year-old man driving for the first time, I was like, nope, I gotta hire someone to do that.
Doesn't have a license, doesn't do laundry, doesn't drive. They just went through the neighborhood, just like Donald Trump. From age 8, everybody's been doing everything for him because he became an enormous star at age 8. You heard her say she was shooketh. And
shooketh?
That was her term. Her term, not mine. That's Brenda Song. They are expected to get married this year. And she says,
his first marriage?
I'm shooketh. Was he married briefly to somebody else?
Maybe, but I mean, they have kids together already and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At age 44, has not driven. Something about Macaulay Culkin I just like. You know, I'm so glad he cleaned up. I just like the kid. You know, I liked him from Home Alone.
You're one of those. You're still one of those where it's like, thank God he cleaned up. Like, he's been clean for a while.
I just like him. I like him. I'm glad he got his life together, and I love him from Home Alone. That's just it. Coming up next here on the Two Guys Named Chris Show, some sports dirt. Greatest story you'll ever hear about Boris Becker's tongue. You talk about a cold take coming here.
I like Macaulay Culkin.
I do like. Oh, is that a
freezing cold take?
By golly, I like Macaulay Culkin. I'm sorry. I just do.